Good morning if you do not like golf and the NBA. Josiah Alec getting some run for best hairstyle.
Oh gosh, man.
They replaced his hairstyle with Andrew Morgan's mullet.
Mm-hmm. I think we're not looking internally first. We've kind of gone to the bigger scope, and now we need to work our way back in because we just lost out on Josiah Alec and obviously Kenny Bell. Those are two no-brainers.
Yeah, I was thinking, and I said top five. I don't think, you know, the guy in New York City this morning is going, well, what was that? That guy wore 53 for Nebraska last year. You know, Josiah didn't have, when I first, because he played at Kansas City, mm-hmm. When he was a freshman, I think he had short hair. I don't think he had it. He had it like it looks, he had at Nebraska or even at New Mexico.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
I don't even know how he would be unrecognizable.
Mm.
It's like meeting Bruce Wayne before he was Batman.
Yeah, it was a little bit. And then we went to New Mexico, and you're like, oh, the man has hair.
Yeah.
New Mexico will do that, too. I've seen Breaking Bad.
And it's glorious.
All right, Ryan Held, head football coach at UNK, former Husker, going to join us at the top of the hour. Speaking of the current football coach at Nebraska and the current football coach at Colorado, USA Today did a story. I believe that because they're both in their second year, they will always be connected. When you connect the path of Matt Rhule, Deion Sanders, and Luke Fickell all together, all mm-hmm. three high-profile hirings at the same time. One's at Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Colorado, but USA Today did a story yesterday. If you still read the USA Today, it's tough to get. It's tough to find like a copy of the USA Today. Used to, you know, spend a lot of time in hotels.
Oh, hotel. That was the first thing.
It would
be
a free paper.
Yeah, go down
to
the lobby.
Very rare.
Right there.
The only place this year that I stayed that they gave you a free USA Today was in South mm-hmm. Dakota. I'm not sure if that means anything, but I like reading the fish wrap, but their deadline must be like 2 p.m. because there's nothing, you know, there's no like box scores or anything like that. But they wrote a story in recruiting, off-campus recruiting with Deion Sanders and Matt Rhule and how they go about it in different ways. It's well known that Deion has had no in-school visits or in-home visits as the head coach. Mm-hmm. Where on the other side, Rhule has had a lot of contacts. And to each their own on how they build the program. One won 5 games, the other won 4. Clearly, they missed some steps along the way, and you'll adjust in the recruiting, or you will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, and we've got plenty of time before that game in week 2, and that we're going to build it up, and we're going to wonder, is that going to be a primetime game? It will not be the Fox big nude kickoff, because that's going to be Texas and Michigan more than likely.
Yeah.
But that game will have a lot of meaning in week 2. But I will say this, because we like to go at Colorado, and they like to come at Nebraska, and that's how it should be. I mean, they had that little stretch in the 90s where they were relevant, and they tried to be Nebraska, and they weren't Nebraska, and it was kind of fun. Because you know what? We put up signs in the stadium. We'd had chance.
Mm-hmm.
We kicked your ass. Okay. Now, granted, last 3 times, Colorado has beaten Nebraska. You got scoreboard. But you both have, Nebraska and Colorado, both have the coach you wanted.
Yeah.
They're different personalities. Yep. There's no doubt. But Nebraska got the coach that was right for them at the time.
Yep.
And a guy that had a plan and was an adult in the room and could see down the road and how to build a program internally and externally. So Nebraska got exactly the guy they wanted. And you know what? Colorado got exactly the guy they wanted. Colorado football was irrelevant. They were slipping off. Heck, the Mountain West might have said, no, we don't even want Colorado. They got the right guy for their program because he put Colorado football back on the map. We're going to debate about the recruiting and how they go at each other and some of the things that Deion is encountering this week where, if you look in the portal this morning, they have 14 players. But both schools, at the end of the day, got exactly the kind of coach that they wanted and needed.
Yeah, that's where you have to start with it. Because for Nebraska, it's not about trying to reintroduce the brand to college football or to a college football audience. It was trying to make that brand relevant. And I've always thought this. Anytime Nebraska shows signs of winning, people immediately start paying attention to the college football world because that brand still does mean something. It's still, especially for people who write about it, they remember how Nebraska was an absolute consistent winning machine. Colorado, so many bad seasons, and the overall local interest in the Colorado football program is dwindled to next to nothing, that you needed someone to invent a brand, to not even reintroduce a brand, but to create a brand. Because it's not Colorado football. It's not seeing the Buffalo logo on the helmet like you remember back in the day. It's Prime. That's the brand. And so the goals were different, obviously. And what worked out for Colorado, even as they slipped out of bowl contention pretty early in the process after getting off to a great start, is they were making headlines. Even during that losing streak, it was being talked about. But it wasn't being talked about the way that when Colorado would just absolutely get blown out in years past, and people just didn't care. They were still talking about him, and there is still that impact of Deion Sanders, what the flair that he brings and the type of players that he can attract to his football program. Now, that's great for a year. And you're right, you've got scoreboard when it comes to Nebraska and Colorado. This is not a biased take. This is not a homer take. But my personal opinion, and I know I'm not alone in this, what you see from Colorado, and okay, they made their presence known. They did so against TCU. They did so against Nebraska. It was exciting for a month.
Yeah, they lost 8 of the last 9. Yeah,
absolutely they did. You look at what Nebraska is doing, they weren't trying to win the season. Nebraska's putting a plan in place that is going to set them up, hopefully, for finding that first bout of success and then being able to sustain it. For Colorado, it's give us anything you can right now, and then we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I think there's also part of the discussion of in today's world where the portal is pretty prevalent and you have a celebrity head coach, is it as necessary to recruit off campus? Matt Rhule's been to 108 high schools since he's been the head coach at Nebraska. He's had 486 off-campus contacts.
And that's old school.
Deion has had 0 and 0. So it's, are you maximizing your school's success on the recruiting trail? To each their own, how they build a program and how they go about it. But is the off-campus stuff less important? Now, it is vitally important to me, but less important because of the portal now. I mean, that's a question that if you're Deion and someone sits down and goes, you could say, hey, no, I don't need to be in a school. Look at me. People will just come. Mm-hmm. I mean, we coming, they coming. Well, there's a lot of guys going.
Well, it depends on what your goal is as a coach then. Do you want to have a roster that not only you can bring in, you can develop, but you're going to have a better chance of retention? Because this is where I do think the 486 off-campus contacts, and when you get guys that come into your program, they have that established relationship. We talked about freshmen and some of the things you go through as a freshman. I feel like when you have that established relationship with a coaching staff, you're able to have that open communication. You feel like you have someone going to bat for you because you've developed a relationship with them. I think that helps you retain types of players.
In-person recruiting, this is the teams that are really, really good. We talk about the star players. We go from Carson Beck to whoever you want to pick at Ohio State. But the teams that are really, really good, and even the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Michigans, the bottom of their roster has been upgraded. And you can play the portal game, and you can play, well, they're just going to come. Mm-hmm. And you can get a couple of guys at the top of your roster. But where you build the bottom of your roster, and once you upgrade the bottom of your roster, you're cooking with some peanut oil, is the in-high school visits, the in-person off-campus visits that turn into visits on your own campus. And I think the one subtle thing about Rhule is he realizes that for Nebraska to be successful, one thing that has not been successful is to upgrade the bottom of your roster. Look, they're trying that in the spring right now with all the reps and the depth they're trying to build.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got, at a place like Nebraska, you're going to have a chance to get some sexy guys at the top that are stars and legit all-conference guys. You got to start quick. But at a place like Nebraska, you're not going anywhere unless the bottom of your roster has been upgraded. And you can't forget about it. You can't just focus on the top 30. You got to focus on, I think importantly, it's kind of like how you do in the draft, man. Those teams that win the draft, mm-hmm. they're the fourth round and on.
Yes.
That 50 to 85th guy.
Yeah, and in a way, to me, that is also very similar of what Nebraska's trying to establish as a program on the field, where you're trying to establish that ability to raise the floor before you reach your ceiling. And it's kind of, I think it's a great point about how that impacts a roster when you look at the visits, being able to impact the floor of your roster, so to speak. And that's no disrespect to, you know, your twos and your threes or your threes and your fours, but it's an important area of development, because you could be this school or that school. There's always going to be that potential to find a key replacement or someone that can come in and help you upgrade it in a key position. But how you're doing that around them as far as the development, it comes to, like what Matt Rhule was talking about, and I think the offensive line was a great example of them bringing that up, between actually seeing a smaller gap between the twos and threes in the offensive line, where all of a sudden, that keyword that we always talk about, being able to establish depth, being able to see guys that aren't coming in with the weight of the world that they have to perform right now, and if it is not impacting, then what the hell are we doing here, that there's a plan in place for them. I love the way that you brought that up as far as being able to improve the bottom part of your roster. To me, that just makes me think of what Nebraska's out to do in establishing themselves from a win-loss record, when you know that at the very worst, the Nebraska football season on a bad year is going to be a 6-win team. When you can establish that's the floor, then you can start looking at that ceiling thinking, wow. I think the same thing with the roster. When you can establish, hey, at the very worst, our worst player is still going to be able to come in a pinch and give us quality play. That's the bottom of our roster. Everything else is only better and only an upgrade. Then you start looking at those two things coming together of, that's your floor roster-wise and season-wise. Now let's take a look at the ceiling, because then that gets really exciting.
All right, our energy boost for the morning, Ryan Held, who wakes up with energy, head football coach at UNK, former Husker. He's going to join us coming up next. The spring game for Kearney is tomorrow night. So we got some thoughts, and what a great time on the heels of what we just discussed. Talk about recruiting, because Ryan Held loves recruiting. That has been his go-to. So we will talk with him, and also we will rank the entertainment venues in the city of Kearney with Coach Held.
I bet he's got a list.
I bet he's just prepared, dreading that question. Well, let me tell you, I had to go get my starting wide receiver out of. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.